This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that man, this what you been waiting for? I mean the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference, I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN, welcome to your hump day. We're all getting through it. I believe this time next week, we'll all be thinking about that turkey and dressing, getting ready for some eating and some napping. But we've got much to do before then, much to do before then. We've got games to play. John Martin, Tigers back in action tonight. Penny Hardaway and his University of Memphis basketball team have got Little Rock on tap tonight down at FedEx Forum. John Martin, you ready? You expecting a blowout?
Oh, baby, I have been waiting for this one all year long.
I can tell
Memphis,
by your voice.
Memphis, Little Rock. Yeah, I'm about as ready as I'm going to be, man. That's where I'm at. How ready you want me to be for this one?
Well, really, I want you to be ready to tell us when this James Wiseman settlement's coming.
Well, I'd love to be able to do that.
In relation to this game, is it coming before the game? Is it coming after the game? Is it coming today? Is it coming next week? When's it coming?
I'd love to be able to do that, Jason, but I am not able to do that, Jason. So you're just going to have to keep waiting. You're just going to have to keep waiting on that. Penny Hardaway had a press conference yesterday. You know, continues to be frustrated. I understand it, but, you know, I also think that sometimes, you know, when you take the high variance route that Memphis took, you're going to run into that a little bit with the NCAA. So.
I like that. I heard you using that term, high variance.
It is high variance.
Yeah.
It is high variance.
I like where'd you pick that one up at?
Internet.
Well done.
Thank you.
You applied that well.
But anyway,
Or did you drop that yesterday? I had to go look up what you meant.
I appreciate everybody who supported me during this very difficult time.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, for everybody involved in this story, I mean, I don't necessarily feel bad for Memphis. I don't necessarily feel bad for Penny. I feel bad for James. You know, I feel bad for James Wiseman, who obviously is not able to play right now and is being held out right now because, you know, decisions he didn't even make. You know,
I'm with you completely. Anybody who we thought it would come down relatively quickly, but should we have known better? Because again, is it ever fair with the NCAA? And look at it this way.
Yeah.
Did you throw up the bird to them? We joked around about it, the double birds to them. You know, what incentive do they have to get back to you quickly? Like I still think it's like John. It's like we said yesterday. You want it too to look like, right, you did some work. You don't want it to look like.
Yep.
To the rest of the country that you just folded up as soon as Memphis dropped that lawsuit. Here's your deal.
Correct.
Right? You got to look like you're doing some work on this. So, again, I don't think you agree to all this, that you're dropping lawsuits, that Penny Hardaway's in this position where, right, you've sat James down if you haven't agreed to some range or something close to what it really is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, it wouldn't shock me if this went into next week, but I don't think it will. Like, I don't think Memphis is going to be waiting past – You know, it's going to come, I think, in the time frame of, you know, it could be today, could be tomorrow. You know, I mean, I still think that, you know, this thing is not going to last into next week. But,
ideally,
I mean, it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world either.
Ideally, you'd like to have it done. There's no question about it. I mean, we all feel that way. I just felt like, you know, with the NCAA, with what's transpired, you know, having any faith in them that they'd get right back with you, I think would have been not well placed.
Right.
We should put it that way.
So anyway, Memphis indeed does have a game tonight as they await word on James Wiseman.
Yeah, big favorites tonight.
And just sort of, you know, how long he's going to have to sit. So that's sort of that on that. Here's what we've got going on the show today at 11:25. Mark Giannotto is going to join us like always. We'll talk to him about Memphis. We'll talk to him about the Memphis football team and more. And then at 1:25, Anthony Same will join us in the studio. Talk a little Memphis Grizzlies with him. They played a game last night. They didn't win the game last night.
I chalked that up as a dub.
Yeah, and I think that's.
And I should have known that.
It was a sobering reminder. Obviously, I think for a lot, hopefully for a lot of people that you know this year is what it is.
I get the feeling not for you though.
What?
Not such a sobering reminder.
Not at all.
Because you knew, didn't you, that moments like this would come. For a young team.
I didn't think they were going to lose last night. But I also was under no false pretense ever at any juncture in the season. You know, I told you my investment with this team lies strictly with Jaren and Brandon Clark, and that's it. Like, that's as far as I'm willing to. Like, people were asking you yesterday if Josh Jackson gets called up, is this an 8 seed? Like, whatever. Dream big, kids. Dream big. You know, go chase your dreams. But let's also live in reality, too, if we can. This team is not a playoff team. That was never the goal. That was never what they were trying to be this year. And that's not what they'll be.
John's like that. Have you ever seen the Inner Sandman video? When that big old semi truck is coming down, John, is about to roll through a bed. You know what I'm saying? It's about to roll over. That's what you are running through Grizz fans' dreams, just hoping for, just trying to plod along the season, maybe not so down about yesterday, maybe seeing some perspective, and you coming like a big semi, and you just blowing through the bed, dreams.
So like,
for me,
like, I went down to the game, the Jazz game on Saturday, okay, or Friday, whenever that was. It was Friday night, right?
Yes, it was an electric moment.
Exactly.
I mean, in terms of the game, the night, the atmosphere.
And I went to that game, and you know what I never thought, you know what thought never crossed my mind?
John's got a cross for you folks thinking playoffs.
You know what
dive thought, a vampire.
You know what thought never for 1 second, even as they were winning that game, entered my mind? This team could be a playoff team.
Of course not.
And I still.
Well, you think you deserve a medal for that or something?
No, my point is I still greatly enjoyed the game.
Of course.
I still But my thing is just because the Grizzlies might win a game or two,
right?
You know that you don't have to leap from that to, oh my God, they could be an 8 seed.
No, I think I feel where this take is coming from, that because I felt a little bit, I think, of what you're feeling. I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm not feeling what you're feeling right now, you tell me I'm wrong. But last night I saw a little bit of outrage, right? That, oh, you learned on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, the effort's supposed to be better. Denver showed you that. You think this team's just going to turn a corner,
absolutely,
and all of a sudden you're not going to have the problems,
absolutely,
of a young team?
10 games
like
of the year.
It's going to happen all the time. And I think Brevin Knight hit this part. You had a young team that looked at that Golden State record and thought, man, that's a win as soon as they walk through the door, Golden State coming up
in
here, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what that was. But to think that you were past that, right, in terms of no, you're dealing with a young team. So in terms of the outrage, John, I felt you completely. I'm not going to go in on anybody dreaming big and hoping playoffs after a 3-game winning streak or whatever and a loss to Denver. Because John, you and I both know that's not a conversation worth having. We know that. I mean, that is a dream that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. It is absolutely about those moments like Friday night where you see the growth, you see Ja becoming a superstar. And, John, I'm going to tell you what. It's absolutely about moments like last night where Jaren Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, he is going through something he's going to have to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than the outrage about, oh, they should have learned about, I mean, this is a young team. They're going to make the same mistakes a bunch. My focus is now more on, okay, let's look at what's happening here with Jaren, another guy that many of us had identified as a potential star,
right?
Not just a piece, but a star. Why is he just giving you 8 points and 0 rebounds and 18? Why can he get through the foul problems? More importantly, why can he just sort of drop this disappointed attitude of, man, once I get the fouls, they're after me, and then I just can't give anything else? Focus on the sort of development issues, because, again, it ain't about wins and losses, just like we said going into the season. So I feel some of what you're feeling. But, again, here's the other thing, John, just like we said about Tennessee and Memphis and some of the vitriol yesterday, it's good folks care. It's good folks are again, that you care this much, because that's what you want. It's what,
right. You love passion.
You want folks still locked in with a team that you know isn't making the playoffs. That's all you can hope for in the spot that they're in.
But I would say, too, like, also, you know.
So that's why I don't mind people dreaming about playoffs. No, well, keep them engaged.
Well,
whatever you want,
really,
go ahead.
That's not really fair to yourself as a fan, and it's not really fair to this team.
Again, I mean, like, that's just about driving through their beds in this with a semi.
It's just so,
it's necessary?
Just so clearly not. That's not the timeline that they're on.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, like, to apply that to them would just, to me, be a little bit unfair.
I still think, what was Ja's seventh 20-point game last night? I know didn't shoot the ball well,
right.
But that leads all rookies. Like,
no doubt.
We're seeing the things that we hoped for.
Yep.
Ja's already shown it to you, and now it's about, man, can you see the growth every night from him? And, again, and I'm talking about, you know, guys like Jaren Ja that you're hoping, right, can possibly be a piece for this Dylan Brooks. I'm watching those guys as opposed to being outraged that this team didn't learn a lesson from one of the best teams in the league on Sunday with Denver, and they overestimated themselves, quite frankly. They got the big head a little bit. That happens to young teams. I'm more concerned, again, I'm seeing the same sort of repetitive nature of mistakes from Jaren Jackson. How do you get him through that if you're Taylor Jenkins? That's what you're focused more on rather than, you know, getting blown out by a starless Golden State team.
So anyway, that was the game last night. We'll get into that a little bit later and maybe Jaren Jackson's struggles. But another thing happened last night that was very interesting for people in Memphis. One is you sent a tweet to Clay Travis, which I thought was hilarious. I thought that was – you know what? You took it to him, Jason. You sent him that Penny Hardaway tweet, which was a retweet of actually a very – cool graphic that went around a little bit a couple of days ago. But there are five teams right now. There are five programs in all of the NCAA and all of Division I that are ranked in both football's top 25 AP and the AP top 25 in basketball. And those teams are as follows: Ohio State, Oregon, Baylor, Auburn, and Memphis. That is the list.
Go Tigers.
As of November the 18th, and that is awesome. I mean, that you know, and we've been talking about this golden age for the University of Memphis athletics.
Yep.
And there it is in a picture. You are in the same stratosphere as an Ohio State, as Oregon, as Baylor, and as Auburn. I mean, that is, you know, and shout out to Auburn too for having a, you know, being in, because you wouldn't think they'd be in this category either. But Memphis is obviously the team that sticks out.
Yeah, go get Auburn and do a home-and-home with them, replace Tennessee if you need to.
Yeah.
That looks like a program. No, John, in all seriousness, it's a great accomplishment that should not be taken for granted, because you read Memphis among those other schools with the elite, and you can, because you look at it as a tweet, and you look, and we've seen it, we've talked about it, that this could be the, as you put it, the golden era in terms of Memphis athletics, in terms of where both of these programs are, and you cannot take it for granted because, again, the other schools on that list and the ones that ain't on the list, even more importantly, they have got more than you do. There's no excuse for them not to be on the list. John, it's funny, you know, Clay saying that Tennessee's a top 10 job, right? Tennessee got all the dang resources in the world and just now hoping it's got it figured out with Jeremy Pruitt, right? And let's give Rick Barnes the credit on the court that he deserves, right? He's built that – I think some of us laughed a little bit, maybe not laughed, but snickered when they hired Barnes, who many of us thought, and I'm one of them, I'll raise my hand.
Yeah.
I do it every time because I want to say I was wrong in this, how great a job he's done. But I thought he was past his prime and that this was going to be a hire that set you back rather than set you forward. So he has been fantastic. There's no question about it in that role. But think about it. There's no excuse for Tennessee not to be one of the elite in both. They got all the damn resources in the world. They got all the SEC money in the world. Clay will tell you all about it. All the great things about Tennessee, they're not on the list. Memphis, John, is doing it with scraps.
Yep.
They're up there with the elite with scraps. Sometimes we walk around here, and I know it's feeling like you should be considered among the elite. Look at how people care about this program. Look at where everything is right now. And you feel like one of the elite. But you don't have the same advantages. You have to fight with less. Look at the job Norvell's done. There is no question about it. I mean, the job, again, and you give credit to, I know, John, you take it all the way back to Fuente, and you have to. Some people take it back to Porter giving a little talent to Fuente beforehand. Whoever you want to take it back to, there's the foundation. Norvell comes up here and takes it to another level. He's fighting with less. He's not getting 5 and 4 stars to get on this elite list, to get ranked like those other teams. And so for us to sit here, right, it's very easy to have to do 3 hours of radio. You hear it all day long. Mm-hmm. Memphis talking about, you know, Penny fighting with Duke and with Kentucky and all that. they don't have the same resources. I know in basketball they got that nice shiny white palace and it looks like everybody else, but believe me, Memphis ain't got the same, and they're not getting the same from their conference. So the idea that you are on that list with the elite, with both of those programs ranked, we should never take it for granted. And all day should throw it up in the face of the Clay, to show, inform the Clay Travises of the world, right, that still laugh at you, look at you as little,
yep,
right, show it to them. Hell, they ain't on, John, they're not on the list. And there's no excuse for them not to be.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. So
you ain't even one of the haves. You're one of the have-nots, and you're on the list with the haves. So all credit to the coaches, the athletic department over there. You got to give credit to Rudd making the switch. Obviously, we all said you got to do, you know, I mean, he had to make that move. But Memphis shouldn't be there. That's the thing. Tennessee and those other schools should be on that list.
Right, and you don't often tweet.
It's ridiculous.
You don't often tweet after office hours, but you certainly did yesterday.
Well, I had to get on it. I had to let, you know, Clay had us in that move, talking about they were in that move, talking about they were a top 10 program. I know some, you know, yeah, that was a WWE. The folks that was a WWE shtick that dude was doing.
Yeah,
who's the best at that right now? Who's the best, John? Who's
like in wrestling?
Who's the best heel? Tell me who the best heel in wrestling is. The guy that's about getting under your skin, because that's what Clay Travis is trying to do to you guys.
Yeah, I mean
that's why he's a master of it. He's now a millionaire off of it. What is it? Who's the best?
I mean.
You know dang well Tennessee ain't a top 10 job.
Right.
And to let it get under your skin when you know dang well he's winning that. He's winning that. That's how he's a millionaire. Don't let him win. You tell him when he's – you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me a break. That ain't even up for conversation. So, anyway, I was in that mood, and that's why we sent that information over to Clay.
Yeah, Vince McMahon.
So, a little fun for him.
Vince McMahon might be one of the best, you know. He's not really as involved in WWE programming as he used to be, but he was a great heel, you know. You didn't hate anybody more than you hated Vince McMahon. You know, there's some others I know that people will send me, but yes, I definitely agree that it is a shtick.
Very soon, you will be going national, right? You will have the option of whether to stay here locally, right, or go national. Now, take me back. Wasn't Clay just a local yokel?
Once upon a time, he definitely was.
He decided, right, there was a point in his career where clearly, professionally, that man said, I'm going to be different.
Yep.
I'm going to do something different. And what was it? What's he capitalized on?
Well, that depends on who you ask.
Getting under your skin. Well, that's what we're going. That depends on who you ask. And that Tennessee conversation yesterday was an example of that.
Yep.
Right. And you can let the heel win, or you can sit there and say, you know what he's trying. You see what he's trying to do to me, and you can know what he's trying to do. And again, that top 10 conversation, love what Rick Barnes has done.
Yep.
Give me a break. What are we talking about? One Elite Eight, not a Final Four on the list, is there? Like, show me that, yes, facilities, resources, all that matters, but don't tell me it's a top 10 job and I don't see you on the list of the elite.
Right.
There's no excuse for you. So you better believe anytime I get a chance to show Clay Travis where this Memphis program is, this one that the Tennessee fans and these others of the Power 5 program seem to want to still laugh at and say, oh, you're small. Hell, you're the one that are supposed to be on the list. Memphis ain't supposed to be there. They're one of the have-nots, remember?
Yep.
You barely want to let us into the party. And so, yeah, that's where that came from. And John, maybe most of the time you turn the other cheek to that, but sometimes it's good to remind the other side.
Well,
put that mirror in their face.
That's right. That's right. Show them what they look like.
Show them what they look like, John.
Yes, exactly. Now, one half of that last night, there was some interesting news with Memphis football, is that they are officially the highest-ranked Group of Five team in the country, which obviously means that they are in the driver's seat for the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
They are in the driver's seat for appearing in the Cotton Bowl. Jason, all they got to do is not lose. That's it. They just have to go undefeated for the rest of the season.
Okay,
that's it.
No margin for error.
They just can't lose. That's all they got
to
do.
That's what they do to the have-nots, right? They give you the harder track. No, it's all in front of you. And look, that's why last week's win mattered. That's why USF absolutely matters. You cannot go down there and fumble this thing away. You've got every opportunity now to run the table, John, and get where you want to go. Last night, you know, you can go back and forth on this if you want to, but it was news, them dropping Cincinnati. Memphis didn't change its spot, but since he dropped down, and we told you why. I mean, two out of their last three games, they needed a last-second field goal. I know those games are on the road, but they got outgained by South Florida. And at some and remember, this ain't the rankings, the AP rankings were typically, right? Road wins, as long as the road wins, you're not going to drop them for. This is a committee judging. And right now, Cincinnati's offense has not looked good. And so it's setting up still, John, for you to have this opportunity. And I know, you know, with the way the Tigers have won lately, we almost take it for granted it's good on this because you're chalking up the W's, right?
Because
you expect to be favored in these games. You got Cincy at home.
Yep.
This is a South Florida team you should beat. But there's absolutely no room not to win because right behind you, You've got Cincy. You've got Boise State, who's just sitting there with the one loss that I'm sure the committee would love to, if Memphis wants to slip, put them ahead. Again, it feels like Cincy and Memphis both have an opportunity to be the one to kind of earn it on their own. But again, if Cincy drops one, you beat up on each other here, mm-hmm. or you both lose one, I wouldn't be surprised to see the committee push a Boise State past you if Boise State goes ahead and wins out. Appalachian State, John, went on and got the South Carolina win. They've still got that one ugly loss, but they went on and got the South Carolina win. And my point is that it's still close in terms of where you want to go, so there's no room for slippage if you're that Memphis football team. You can't have a letdown at this point. Good for them. They've got, you know, brought back Patrick Taylor Jr. last week and appear to be at full strength as they head on into this very all-important last road game. Where I think, 4-1 on the season?
Yeah.
On the road for them.
But, I mean, you're exactly right. Like, in terms of what they have to do to get to the Cotton Bowl, though, they're very likely going to have to beat Cincinnati, a pretty good, I mean, not you wouldn't say like a great, but a pretty good Cincinnati team.
Not playing well twice. Offensively, but still a good team. A well-coached team.
But that game will be here. Like, mm-hmm. like both games are here. Like, if that's the way it goes down, like, Memphis will play Cincinnati at home twice. You know, and so that is a positive. You know, and so you would feel like Memphis has the edge in those games.
Well, what the old adage that how hard it is to beat a team twice?
No doubt. You know, but and you know, hey.
I mean, there's some truth to that, is what I'm saying.
There is, and
do you show them everything in that first game? Does the second one look completely different? There is a difference, at least statistically, since he on paper and why you'll be favored besides just being at home. I mean, think Memphis is top 10 in efficiency in both offense. Where they're seventh, mm-hmm. and special teams where they've been one for a number of weeks. Cincinnati, those rankings are a lot different. Offensively, 52nd, nothing really jumps off. Defensively is where they've been pretty good this year, solid. Maybe a little bit better at Memphis than at 33rd. But again, their special teams 22nd, not anything to just kind of write home about in terms of compared to Memphis. So statistically, you are better than this Cincinnati team. You give them the home field advantage. Again, that's why I'm saying it's so easy to look at these and say the way it's set up, man, Memphis got this thing licked. They're all the way through. But we saw last week, saw them get down early, and Brady White was fantastic in rallying them back to beat Houston, and it looked like a machine afterwards. But again, this game is on the road. South Florida outgained Cincinnati. They're still looking to get bowl eligible. Desperate animal in the corner. Those are the teams you got to go down there and close out.
Speaking of Memphis football, it has been kind of eerily quiet on Mike Norvell, hasn't it? Like just in terms of his name coming up.
Don't
like
you think it's because people convinced themselves that Arkansas is not the job to take?
Well, that might be true.
There would be more speculation and more buzz if we all thought, but haven't we all convinced ourselves? And you tell me if rightly or wrongly, but haven't we convinced ourselves that Mike wouldn't take that gig at this point?
Yeah, I think it's right though. I think we snuffed that one out pretty early.
I was trying to figure out has something changed, because I think that's why we're not seeing a lot of it. It's what other jobs are going to come open before that. That opens up before that box opens up again.
Yeah.
Does it feel that way?
I think with you know, for him to take that Arkansas job, they'd have to give him a Jimbo Fisher kind of deal. And I just don't think they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to give him 10 years, $75 million. Like, I just don't think they're giving anybody that. So, but it has been quiet. It was hot for like a week, and then it just died down. They had the open week, and that was it. But, hey, you know what? If they're in the Cotton Bowl and if they're in the AAC Championship, it'll come around again. But at least for right now, it seems like it's subsided.
That's right. We say Florida State.
Yep.
Obviously, you're waiting to see what happens.
Yep.
But if Auburn opened up.
I mean, that one's much different than Arkansas.
Different than Arkansas.
You know, because you can actually compete.
High enough up the food chain.
You know, you're talking about.
In the West.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, some years you could probably be second. You know, mm-hmm. some years, right? I mean, LSU's awesome this year, but like historically, like you can finish second in, you know, that division. So that one's a little bit different than Arkansas, obviously. And there would be a lot more to consider there. You know,
somebody messed with me about how Dillingham's still over there, right?
Dillingham is over there, indeed. So, but you know what, Jason, we can't worry about that.
I know that's a, yeah. You got several hurdles before you even come close to anything like that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Memphis football, you know, it's all in front of them. You're exactly right.
They're now the elite.
They're now in the driver's seat for the Cotton Bowl. We knew that. We knew that was going to sort of take care of itself. But now you didn't even have to beat Cincinnati for that to happen. Fell behind you already.
X is on your back now. Now it's about winning with it on there.
Yep, you know? No doubt. All right, we will talk to Mark Giannotto about this. Memphis basketball has a game tonight. James Wiseman won't be playing in it. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions? Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, the same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse. Or you can wait, but then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5568.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, 3 locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
You're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mark Giannotto is a sports columnist over at the Commercial Appeal. He's also the host of Giannotto and Jeffrey. You can hear him every afternoon right here on 92.9 FM ESPN from 2 until 4. He joins us every Wednesday, and he joins us now. Mark, what's the word, man?
But the CA office, it's merger day.
I read about that.
Here. Yeah, Gannett and Gatehouse combining.
Oh, wow.
We are now part of the largest newspaper chain in the country.
Really?
So it's a congratulations moment?
Let's hold the applause, Brad. Okay. Let's hold the applause until we know exactly what that means.
I know what you mean. I think you're going to have a gig, though. Let's give it up for Mark. He's going to continue to have a gig.
Mark writes like eight columns a week. Okay. Dude, you write eight columns a week, you're safe.
Exactly.
I think the applause is fine there. No, we'll see what happens. I don't know if anyone else listening has been a part of mergers like this, but it's the first day, and so there was like a big town, digital town hall where I think it's like 250 outlets, newspapers that they now own. And so everyone's watching, and, there's not any real answers to any questions. It's the first day.
Yeah.
I was a part of a merger
back when I worked at Dunder Mifflin, and they merged with Sabre, if you remember that. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is not quite the same scale as Dunder Mifflin and Sabre, but it is a paper company, and it is considered by some to be a dying industry.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
Mark,
you should see the faces of these dudes I work with.
Because you a fool.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Jason?
Yes. Yeah.
The Office.
Yes, The Office.
I'm glad you got that, because I've seen that joke
on Twitter, I think.
Okay, you have seen that one on Twitter about the CA specifically, or just in regards to something else?
No, The Office joke about.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Anyway, Mark, keep us posted on the merger. James Wiseman just tweeted, literally 2 minutes ago, "You cannot break down what can't be broken." It feels like we are coming. We're careening towards an announcement, Mark. I mean, if James is tweeting things like this, is that what it feels like to you, that we are on a head-on collision course for an announcement very soon?
Yes, I think so. I'll just leave it at that. I think I'll just put it this way. I think there's going to be an announcement. I don't know if it'll be today. I'm planning as if it's going to be today, but who knows with the NCAA? But I will say, I think it will be announced via the NCAA Twitter account at some point soon. That would be my gut feeling.
Gotcha. And do you think that when that announcement comes, it will be looked at as, and I know we've sort of asked this question before, but whatever, I'm going to ask it again since it feels like we're on the precipice of it. Do you feel like it will be viewed as a win for Memphis?
I think when all said and done, we are going to come away thinking, I think these two things are both true. One, it does feel like the NCAA is – I can understand why fans think the NCAA is out to get Memphis, whether it's this, whether it's the Derrick Rose thing, whether it's, the Isaiah Stokes and Lance Thomas, the delay. I also think this. I think when this penalty comes out, we're going to think Memphis got lucky. In these terms, he's basically going to miss. He's going to miss whatever number of games it is, 5, 6, whatever it may be. They're going to vacate the two wins, but then they're going to be able to accomplish everything they hoped to accomplish this season. And there's not going to be any. I don't think there's going to be any penalties that hold back the program in the future. And if you had continued this lawsuit, as admirable as it was that Memphis was taking on the big bad NCAA, and again, this is an organization that needs change, and maybe Memphis could have been the institution that sort of ignited that change or accelerated that change, but chances were you weren't. and you were going to end up being the school remembered as someone who took on the NCAA, but then you were going to get punished severely for doing that. And the fact that they're probably going to escape all this without any major penalties, you hope at least, I think we're going to come away thinking Memphis got luckier. Because let's be real here. Like, this was a failure from a compliance standpoint, from a, you know, just the fact that this $11,500 only got revealed during James's eligibility process. Like, Memphis kind of messed up there. Penny kind of messed up there. Like, this is something that should have been out on the table the day Penny got hired, so you could more appropriately, I guess, position yourself to deal with this. But for whatever reason, it was not. And so, like I said, I think we're going to come away thinking Memphis got lucky, and we're going to come away thinking, all right, here we go. Now this season we've all been anticipating, now we can really just throw ourselves into it and not have to worry about all this off-court stuff.
Have you noticed how that's changed, Mark? How, remember the release? It looks. I heard Jeff say it. I think even John's mentioned it now, that saying that Memphis did know about the 11-5 with the initial ruling, and you know, sort of what had Tigers fans up in arms at the beginning when the release clearly said something different. Have you seen that too? How that sort of changed? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. No. I mean, I think everyone wants, you know, because the lawsuit said essentially
that they knew
Memphis, that they knew and they changed it, but then that the release from the University of Memphis really made it seem as if the University of Memphis is the one who sort of presented this to the NCAA and said, hey, maybe we need to look at this eligibility thing more closely. And I don't know what's true, you know, because I'm not saying James's attorneys are wrong. I don't know who to believe. And we haven't heard, the one thing, it's an incomplete picture in that we still have not really heard the NCAA side to all this. And I don't know, because now with the way Memphis and James have gone about this with dropping the lawsuit and, you know, kind of doing it a more traditional route in terms of resolving this, I don't know if we'll ever hear the full story on exactly how this all played out. I do think at least, you know, they've had this information for quite a while, whether the $11,500 was known before the initial eligibility ruling or not. I'll leave that up for everyone. I think it's up to everyone to kind of form their own opinion on that based on, one, the lawsuit, and two, University of Memphis' statement, until we hear something more definitive. I'm not going to say you're wrong to think the NCAA, you know, screwed over James here, but I also think there's some evidence with University of Memphis' statement that says it's a little more complicated than just the NCAA changed its mind.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Mark Gennato, sports columnist for The Commercial Appeal. You can hear me every afternoon right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Obviously, they don't need him against Alcorn State. They don't need him against Little Rock tonight. At least we think Memphis is favored by 16.5 without him. Ole Miss barely beat Seattle at home last night. I mean, it's not like Ole Miss is – they're 4-0, but it's not like they're just some juggernaut. I mean, is there any reason to believe Memphis can't beat Ole Miss without James Wiseman at home?
Oh, no. I think these next two, both Ole Miss and NC State, I think Memphis can win both of them without James Wiseman. Now, at the same time, I think it's – they're more, you know, whereas I think Memphis would be a definitive favorite in both games if James was playing – I think they're more toss-ups now because James isn't playing. So I would say they certainly can win them. They can win both of them because neither NC State or Ole Miss has looked particularly impressive early on here. I mean, NC State already lost to Georgia Tech, and we know Georgia Tech is not supposed to be that good this year. And so, I think they can get through this. And frankly, with the way their schedule is set up, I think you need to win at least – not need, but you hope they win at least one of these. If not, you know, you're hoping they win both, but you don't want to go 0-2 in this two-game stretch given how few sort of games like this that Memphis has just because of the conference it's in. There's just like these teams, I would assume, will both be at least – top 100 KenPom teams at the end of the year. If not, NC State was expected to be a tournament team, and Ole Miss was a tournament team last year. So you need to pick up some of these wins just for your own seeding, if you will, at the end of the year. You want to have these on your resume, with or without James. You want to have these on your resume to kind of – these are the types of games that the committee will look at come March when they're deciding where to seed Memphis.
What did you think of Penny in the presser yesterday? I think for us and the radio talk, and even for you, the columnist, probably good if he stays in the sort of back and forth with Rick Barnes. But I really liked the sort of, you know what, I've moved past it. I'd like to play Tennessee. I thought it was very smart on Penny's part.
Yeah, I went into it going, it'll be great if he drops more bombs just for content's sake. But for me, I want to see the series continue.
Of course.
And for the sake of the series, I was glad he did what he did.
Agreed.
In that he kind of, he just said, "Hey, I want for the series." He made it not about him and Rick and or even Memphis and Tennessee. He made it about the state and this is what's good for the greater good. And no, I liked his approach as well.
Yeah.
Because like I said, ultimately, yes, in the short term, if he had, told Rick Barnes to get the F out again, it would have been a great column and it would have been great for page views right now. But it also would have meant it's even less likely that we get to see this series continue moving forward. Because, I just think, and this is my theory on it, I just have a feeling when we get to December 14th and we get to Knoxville, and that atmosphere is just going to be amazing in Knoxville, and hopefully it's an amazing game. And I just have this feeling we're going to come out of it. And by we, I mean us as media, fans, Rick Barnes, Penny Hardaway, the Memphis basketball program, the Tennessee basketball program, we're going to come out of it going, why would we want to get rid of this? Why would we want to end this? Because I think it's going to be just a fantastic atmosphere. It's going to be one of the memorable atmospheres of the college basketball season, not just for Memphis and Tennessee, but for the sport as a whole. You're just not going to find an intensity like I think you're going to see in Knoxville very often this season.
If Tennessee,
it puts it in Barnes' court too.
Well,
by saying
there's no
I'd
doubt
like to continue to play
because
all on him.
Because right. Penny was asked
very
if he, like you guys said exactly like he was asked directly if he wanted to like he'd sign a contract to keep it going. He said absolutely. Rick Barnes was not saying that. So it does look a certain way. But if the series does end, Mark, you obviously, if you're Memphis, you have to replace Tennessee with somebody that's as good as Tennessee. Otherwise, it's a drop-off in your non-conference. So, obviously, you're not going to get a Duke or a Michigan State or somebody like that. But realistically, if Tennessee does fall off, if you ran the University of Memphis Athletic Department, who would you target?
Well, I think I was listening to you guys yesterday, and I thought you made the best suggestion. Auburn is kind of the obvious choice. I think Arkansas, I have a feeling Musselman's going to get them. I don't know if he'll get them back to where, 40 minutes of hell, Arkansas, right, with Nolan Richardson, Arkansas. But I have a feeling Musselman's going to get them back to a very respectable level.
Agreed.
So I think that's a natural one, especially 2-3 years from now, when this is actually, when you're actually going to have to fill the hole schedule.
Question would be, I agree with you, he's going to get him back. Question going to be, is he still there in 2 or 3 or 4 years, right? If he's gone and moves on, which he has a tendency to do, then what good does it do you? Yeah. But I'm
with you. It does because he's an NBA guy, it seems like him and Penny, this is all just kind of surface level from what I've seen over the last, whatever it's been, 6 months. It seems like him and Penny are more natural fits as sort of, not friends, but colleagues than Rick Barnes and Penny Hardaway are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I could see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to maybe get, I think the Georgetown series, I don't know, they've been a little, this was supposed to be the year Patrick Ewing gets them over the top, and we'll see. The results haven't been great, but finding those sort of, those schools that are like Memphis where they're not, they're not necessarily part of the traditional power structure of college athletics, but they support great basketball programs like a Georgetown, like a Gonzaga, those were in the past, you had those in the past, but even they played Creighton last year. I don't think that would replace Tennessee in terms of the fan base being excited about it. But if we're talking about just in terms from a strictly like RPI net rating standpoint, schools like that is who I'd target.
Right.
The schools that have a similar sort of mission as Memphis in this athletic mission, in the sense that maybe they don't have the all the money the Power Five does, but they compete with the Power Five in basketball.
I had a lot of people shooting Vandy at me yesterday, and I think for the same reasons, I wonder whether Stackhouse will get it, whether that's valuable to Memphis, right? Whether Stackhouse gets them to a point. Just your views on Stack and Vandy. You think that thing looks more like Clyde Drexler to Houston? Do you think it looks like more Penny Hardaway in Memphis? Which way do you lean?
I think it's going to be a hybrid because I don't think Stackhouse has the same background, especially particularly in the recruiting area, as Penny does. But I think he's got way more bona fides as an X's and O's coach than Clyde Drexler had. I could see that happening just because I remember seeing those two at Peach Jam together. They seem to have a natural chemistry, and obviously they're contemporaries in terms of the NBA. I could see that series happening. But, again, I just don't think Vanderbilt has – I don't know if Vanderbilt would bring the same sort of energy out of the fan base as a Tennessee does, as an Arkansas would, as even an Auburn would, because you've got – with Bruce Pearl. But like I said, you know, because the other interesting part of this, and it affects Memphis scheduling wise, it has for years now, is this FedEx Forum contract. Whereas like Tennessee has more freedom to go play Washington and Toronto like they did last weekend. Memphis just can't really play very many of those neutral site games. Like they're playing NC State in Brooklyn next week. But in order to do that, they had to do an event where they got three home games, including, I think, tonight's game against Little Rock, to do it, because they got to play those 18 home games at FedEx Forum. So they Memphis just doesn't have the same flexibility as some of those other schools do, because they need to have a home and home, and they need to have the home and home spaced out to make sure they have enough home games to fulfill that FedEx Forum contract.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, Mark, man, we appreciate the time as
Thank
always,
you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, see you guys later.
Yes, sir.
He is Mark Giannotto. What I can tell you.
Yeah, I heard a little news there at the top of that hit.
Inside the NCAA on Twitter.
That's what everybody's refreshing right now.
Yeah, inside the NCAA on Twitter.
It sounds like most folks are starting. It's coming around. Don't go down today.
Yeah. I mean, James is tweeting. I don't know.
Will it go down during the show, John?
Wouldn't that just be great?
Would you like to predict that?
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be a little steroid shot, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I mean,
especially for you, because you hate.
What do I hate?
You don't like Grizzlies fans dreaming about the playoffs.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is a good point. San Jose, California, climb right now could be the NCAA. I don't know if they have offices out there, but they could be listening.
Stop putting people onto our Twitter.
but yeah, if you're gonna, that's where the announcement. It won't be for Memphis necessarily. I mean, Memphis, I'm sure, will have something they say. But
y'all, But I see what y'all doing.
The deal will come from inside the NCAA. So if you want to be one of the first to know, that's where you should look.
Get your notifications ready.
Yep, that's right. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Penny Hardaway appeared on.
I saw that.
We Need to Talk. We'll talk about that and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, we pioneered the online car purchase. We will come to your house, your office, and pick it up with a check, or we'll pay off your payoff. Do it all electronically at GiveMeTheVIN.com. I know it sounds a little too good to be true. Take a picture of your deal sheet, send it to GiveMeTheVIN.com. We'll get you the right money and keep you from underselling your car on trade-in.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. It's important your vehicle is ready to get you and your family through the holidays safely. With nearly 1,000 service and tire centers nationwide, you can depend on the Pep Boys pros to keep you and your vehicle safe. And during this holiday season, Pep Boys is proud to partner with the Marine Toys for Tots program. Bring in a Toys for Tots donation to any Pep Boys and receive a text-in code for a discount off select purchases and services as a thank you for your generosity. Message and data rates may apply. Add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made stant shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made stant pants, because yes, James Davis now has custom-made stant pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about stant custom shirts, 3 measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. 3 measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best fitting pant on the planet. You choose 5-pocket jean style dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a 2-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. Members can now get up to 25% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our cyber sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Don't roll it, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie trades you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that the offer is going to be a low ball, that it's going to not be a good one. Well, that's not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from their investor would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So what that means is you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer from the Live Love Memphis Group.
So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County or in DeSoto County, they'd love to hear from you. Even if you're not thinking about selling, you just want to have the knowledge of what you could get. see where it goes from there. All you got to do is send your address in an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. Y'all know I like simple. This is about as simple as it gets. Best part is it's free. There's absolutely no obligation to sell. You're not going to be hassled by Jennifer Carstensen and her hardworking team. The Live Love Memphis Group is simply going to tell you what that investor will pay. It's up to you from there. You're going to have the knowledge. Knowledge is power. And again, we're talking free. So thank free service. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. What's that move you're doing there, John?
That's the dip.
Little dance move you've developed there.
That's the Dak Prescott. You know,
love that. Got,
that's going to need a little bit more hip involved if you're going to do the Dak Prescott, bro.
Bro, I got moves on moves over here on this side of the table, man.
I don't know if those are moves, brother.
Yeah.
Like something, man. I don't know if it's moves.
Man, inside the NCAA Twitter account is like, why are so many people from Memphis following us today? You know? They're like, why are our followers going up as much as they are? But if you were listening, whether it's today or tomorrow or whatever the case may be, you know, I think you could expect something very soon from inside the NCAA's account. That is what I can tell you so far. That's all I can really tell you. But anyway, last night on a show called We Need to Talk, Penny Hardaway made an appearance. It's Lisa Leslie and it's Tracy Wolfson. And it was interesting because, you know, Penny has talked about how he's frustrated. Penny has talked about how, like, he – you know, has a problem with sort of the antiquated rules around the NCAA, and especially as it relates to this one. But, you know, I thought he went a little bit more in depth in this appearance than he has, you know, here locally, just being honest. And I thought it would be good if we play just a little bit of a snippet. This is on CBS Sports. This is from We Need to Talk with Tracy Wolfson and Lisa Leslie last night.
Well, Penny, we appreciate you taking the time, because I was sharing with my colleagues here how when I was in high school, my high school coach picked me up every day for 4 years, helping you out. And you know the relationship between a high school coach and a player, your star player, and you appreciate the help. And at that time, I can identify with, you know, the move and you helping out their family. How would you have known that you would then become the head coach? I mean, isn't that, to me, when I look at it, when I looked at them talking about you're a booster because you made some a million dollar donation that happened almost 10 years prior, like, none of it makes sense to me. How do you make sense of it, and how are you communicating with your team about this situation?
Lisa, I'm baffled, honestly. I feel like I was doing something great for the university, which I did. I'll never take that back. I love my university. Mm-hmm. I did great by them because they gave me a scholarship, and I wanted to do something out of the kindness of my heart. Obviously, I did not know that I was going to be a coach. I got into coaching because a friend that had colon cancer asked me to come and help him coach a middle school. And that's when I got back into the neighborhood, in my old neighborhood, and started coaching. Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's been hundreds or thousands of coaches around the country who picked their best players up, who've done things of that nature, because to them it's not illegal, and you're just doing what you think is right by the kid and in the community and the things that go along with that. I'm a retired NBA player trying to come back and figure out what I wanted to do in the city of Memphis, and I have been giving back to the community since 1993. So I'm as baffled as you are on that when it comes to just trying to be one of the guys that made it and came back to try to make a difference.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, because even when they labeled you as a booster, now was that an identity or a title that you knew of prior to that? I mean, because it's interesting when you say a booster we know has a certain role with that student athletes in the university. Right. Have you ever really played that part as a booster?
I never knew I was. I thought that I did a one-time you know, agreement or whatever, just giving money back. And I've never been told that I was a booster. So I don't understand where this was coming from. But, you know, the NCAA has to do a job. We're respecting them for that. Obviously, it hurts us and it hurts James, but I had never known that I was a booster.
You talk about James, and he's just 18 years old. He's a young kid. He's excited to play college ball and not getting the opportunity right now, has to watch and sit out. What do you talk about with him? How is he? And how do you kind of make sure the team doesn't let all of the distractions get in the way?
Yeah, it's unfortunate because we have the youngest team in college. I mean, I honestly think so. We have freshmen and sophomores everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have one senior and one junior who are redshirt sophomores. So, you know, we're very young. So for those guys, they don't really understand what's going on. And just to try to keep them in the moment in that time that we're playing games and getting ready and prepared, is just on to the next game, focus on what we need to focus on. But after they get done with practice, they see social media, they see ESPN, they see all the different sites about what's going on. It's very tough, but we have to keep them locked in, and it's a distraction, but we're handling it very well.
So, Penny, just moving on, looking forward.
Yeah, so anyway, that was Penny Hardaway on the situation last night on We Need to Talk. What did you think?
I think Lisa Leslie better be careful telling on our high school coach is what I think. You're going to have those state titles pulled.
That's right.
That's what I think. You better be careful because we know.
Maybe the statute of limitations has run out on that.
We know state high school associations are after you in these instances, and I think she won two state titles at Morningside, mm-hmm. John. At Morningside.
Yes, she did. Thanks for your history there, man.
She better be careful talking about what her coach did. Because they're after us.
All right, so that's your big takeaway, is that Lisa Leslie just told on herself?
No, I'm happy that Penny opens up with Dane O'Neill. He opens up with these women. I'm jealous.
Okay. But anyway, that was Penny Hardaway on We Need to Talk last night. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. The Grizzlies played a game last night. We'll get into that. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrate. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.